For the sets of players, they'll just want to concentrate, and I think it's important that that England sort of get at Canada and make sure that they silence the crowd and don't let them use the crowd as an advantage and actually put the crowd as a pressure for Canada, because I think the Canadian fans have been good in backing it, but they really were disappointed with some of the performances of Canada and expected more. So I think we need to use that as our advantage, and really, be patient, but really attack like we mean it, basically.
Yeah, because this is going to be a big crowd, isn't it, really? So those players who've got experience of playing in front of the big numbers, especially the girls from the Olympic side of things, I mean, that will be fairly important, I would have thought, that experience.
Definitely will be important, and I think that it's more about the preparation leading to the game, going out for the warm-up, and then the start of the game. Once the game starts, you kind of forget about the crowd and all that sort of drifts away, but it's that beforehand stuff, and it's really about the manager and experienced players in the team making sure everybody feels just as it's a normal game. Just keep everything in the same sort of way and the same sort of setup. I never like to see too many changes, and I watched for changes in people's reactions and stuff like that, and that kind of put me off a little bit when someone would be totally different to how they normally were. So I think it's about people just going out and being their normal self and trying to make sure that they control those nerves and use that as excitement, but to play well.
And you grow in tournament football quite often. You grow, you develop, a squad develops. They've experienced various things, the disappointment with defeat, then coping with the fact that they had to pull off a result, the pressure, coming from behind against such a good team as Norway. All those experiences, actually, in a very short space of time, can be advantageous going into this big game.
Of course, and it's I think they've shown their character throughout the whole tournament, and that's something that they're going to need, and they need to stick together and show that character again, especially because of obviously it is the host nation that they're playing against. But I do. I think it'll be a good game. It's one of those ones where I'm trying to look and think, well, what is Mark Sampson going to do with this team? Because he's changed the formation, the players. What will he go for in this? Will he go for, if it's a lone striker up front, will it be a hard working, or will it be the pace of someone like Enialuko? Someone like maybe Ellen White, that is very, very hard working, will chase down everything. Or will he go two up front, so we've got a bit more, we can have a bit more support when we're attacking. So it'll be interesting to see, and I think that'll be, once he makes that plan and once the game starts, it'll be really interesting to see what plan we're going with.
It's going to be a late night anyway, just I mean, with the kickoff
No.
time. But could you see it being a very, very late night? Could you see this going the distance?
I hope not. I'm
Yeah.
commentating. So I don't want to stay up. I could, just because both teams don't score a lot of goals.
Yeah.
I think it'll be won by the odd goal, or it's going to be a draw or extra times. Hopefully not the dreadful penalties. But yeah, I mean, we're England. We could possibly change. We've made well. They're saying we've made history already, and maybe we can make history again by going through on penalties.
And I mean, the World Cup has grown. The awareness is certainly there. I suppose the fact it's in Canada, we can't do anything about that. That's been a bit of a downside in the fact that not maybe as many people will get a chance to see the game because of the lateness. But still, it's a Saturday night, so it's great. So hopefully there will be more and more people. But have you had a sense? I mean, obviously you've been working on it. Have you had a sense of people talking about it? This is something that's become a discussion, water cooler discussion type thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's been people that, just outside of when I've been going to training and stuff like that, just as we train in the gym and stuff, people have been talking about it. I know I was speaking to Rachel Brown Finnis the other day, and she was travelling back to Manchester on the train, and she was sitting, and there was two guys on the other side of the seats next to her that were just having a full blown conversation about the World Cup. She didn't let it known that she was part of it because she wanted to sleep, so she kind of edged away. But that's fantastic, to hear people talking about the Women's World Cup, just judging it as a everyday sport and getting really behind it and backing it, it's brilliant.
If they were to win Saturday, I mean, is the world their oyster if they win? Because this is, as you say, this is another tough hurdle.
It is a very tough hurdle, and it'll be extremely difficult to. I think Canada are a tough team as it is. The fact that they're host nation makes it even tougher. But then you look at the side of the draw that we're on is a fantastic side of the draw to be able to get to the final. But I mean, obviously, if you do beat Canada, then you're going to take on Japan or Australia, depending on who'll win that game. That game's obviously on earlier, so they'll know by the end of the game who they'll play against. But yeah, they're two tough teams. I mean, obviously, Japan, I would think, would win that because they're world champions. And the way they play football is absolutely, in my eyes, is beautiful, the way they play football. So that's another tough game. But then you've avoided France and Germany and America. You know, if you can do that, you can get to the final. Who knows? Might be England's year.
And we can see you on telly, obviously, covering the World Cup. And the little ones can see you on telly, because the ones who can't stay up too late, we all see BB stuff.
Yeah. I'm doing, we've got another few shows of Footy Pups coming out. I think the next one's on the 4th of July, so the day before the final. So, tune in to see BBs, and the little ones can see us having a little bit of footy fun.
And are you looking forward to the season resuming?
Yeah, definitely.
Because training's great, but, you know... You're not
no, training's not great. It's not.
I was being a bit...
Definitely looking forward to the season. It's just... I find it a little bit crazy when we're... You know, our first fixture is on the 12th of July. And obviously, if England, fingers crossed, they do get to the final, which is on the 5th, that gives the girls a week to come back and really prepare. So... I think the beginning of the season is going to be a little bit crazy and we really need the players that are not in the World Cup really need to pull together and make sure we do well for the team, because it's going to be so difficult for the girls coming back, jet lag, you know, all the different emotions and mentally draining, that World Cup hangover that people talk about. So it will be difficult.